tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It's really lovely to be here today, and a big thank you to the Rector John and to Canon Ken for their invitation and their warm welcome, as with those who we met on the way in. My name is the Reverend Mark Reid. I'm chaplain to the Mission of Seafarers at Belfast Port, but we also cover as far north at the minute as Foyle and as far south as Warren Point. Can I just start with a few stories? And as we're in a sort of informal setting, they are jokes, and you can laugh if you wish. It's an encouragement if you do, actually. And then there's seafaring jokes. Two fish swim side by side up a river. And when they swim, they smack straight into a concrete wall. One fish turns to the other and says, "Damn." I know that's the controversial one out of the road. The rest are okay. There was a boat and it was carrying red paint, and it crashed into a boat carrying blue paint, and the crew were all marooned. I have pages and pages of these. One last one, and apologies for the attempt at an accent. There was a magician, and he was working on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. Lovely. And the audience would be different each week. So the magician allowed himself to do the same tricks over and over again. But there was only one problem. The captain's parrot saw the shows each week and began to understand how the magician did every trick. Once he understood, he started shouting in the middle of the show, "Look, it's not the same hat. Look, he is hiding the flowers under the table. Why are all the cards the ace of spades?" Well, the magician was furious, but he couldn't do anything. After all, it was the captain's parrot. One day the ship was in a mighty storm and it sank. And the magician found himself adrift on a piece of wood in the middle of the ocean with the parrot. They stared at each other with hate, but didn't utter a word. This went on for a day, then another and another. And after a week, the parrot said, "Okay, I give up. What did you do with the ship?" The Bible reading at the beginning of chapter, last part of chapter 18 and chapter 19 in Luke's Gospel involves traveling. And seafarers, by their very nature, do that a lot. In our story today, it involves a journey for Jesus and his disciples to Jericho. We all want to feel valued, don't we? And that our lives matter. And because of this, we look around and we compare ourselves to other people, don't we? And we tend to base our self-worth on four things. We judge our worth by our appearance. The better I look, the more I'm worth in someone else's eyes. Secondly, we judge ourselves by our achievements. If I'm successful, then hopefully I'll be accepted. Then we judge our worth on approval. If people like me, I must be doing okay. And finally, we base our worth on our affluence, the stuff that we've collected. But the problem with these four standards is that none of them remain constant. And by the way, none of them are important to God. For they all change. Our appearances change with the years. Others will soon surpass any records that we've ever set. What people think of us can change in the blink of an eye. And our wealth can change with one bad financial decision. You see, the trouble with letting things like these dictate our self-worth is that our self-worth would always be changing. And how do you think your self-worth will be when those things change negatively? But here's the good news. If you want to build your self-esteem in such a way as to make it last, you've got to build it on something that will never change. And that is what God thinks about you and me. You see, when we know what God thinks of us, it changes the way we see ourselves. And that starts changing our hearts to be Christ-like. A good example of this involves a man named Zacchaeus, who lived in the city of Jericho. And we read that one day Jesus traveled to Jericho, and Zacchaeus had a life-changing encounter with him. So if we look at verses 1 to 4, Zacchaeus was hoping to see Jesus. He was the man that everybody was talking about. And if there was ever a man who needed a sense of self-worth, it was Zacchaeus. Because in the four ways that we evaluate our